Barrick Gold wants to build one of the world's largest gold mines in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Andrew Lloyd is the head of Barrick's communications, and he says a proposed merger with another gold company, Randgold, would make the company even more powerful.
For Barrick and Randgold, it's an opportunity to bring together a collection of assets that will create the world's largest portfolio of what we call Tier 1 gold mines.
Tier 1 gold mines are ones that produce a lot of gold, have long lives, and low costs. But what does this merger mean for the proposed Donlin mine? Barrick owns 50% of Donlin Gold, the company developing the mine. Another Canadian company, NovaGold, owns the rest. The Donlin mine would be a massive open-pit mine. And if completed, Donlin would be in the top 10% for gold mines in the world because of its deposit size and production. That makes it a very valuable asset for Barrick.
There are very few gold deposits of that size and scale in the world anywhere. So I think you have to look at that and say there's a lot of value there.
But it's located in one of the most remote regions in Alaska. That means it will need a lot of infrastructure. It will need roads, a gas pipeline, a power plant, and a port. And that makes it very expensive for Barrick to develop. The Donlin mine will cost $6.7 billion to build. That's according to its 2011 feasibility study. And right now, Barrick and its partner NovaGold are trying to crunch the numbers again to see if the Donlin mine is worth that kind of investment. In 2011, the feasibility study says Donlin might be too expensive for Barrick to develop based on the market prices at that time. But Lloyd points out that gold mining is a cyclical business.
Gold prices rise and fall over time, sometimes dramatically. And so when you're making an investment decision that might span decades, you want to be sure that that operation will be sustainable over the life of the mine.
Donlin has been moving through the permitting process after receiving its environmental impact statement from the Army Corps of Engineers in April. It also received many of its most important permits from federal and state agencies this year. That means Barrick and his partner NovaGold can start planning an updated feasibility study. That study will be one of the final steps before the companies decide to build the mine. Donlin isn't the only big project in Barrick's portfolio. Lloyd says that Donlin is comparable to two of the proposed mining projects in Chile, and he says they had to shut down one of them because of costs and environmental concerns. But Lloyd says Barrick is serious about developing Donlin.
The challenge is finding the cracking the nut to develop in a way that will work for all parties. So again, that's very much what the owners are focused on, and I would say taking it very seriously.
Right now, Barrick is focused on completing its merger and its current mining operations. Lloyd says doing that will help them find more cash that could help them invest in their proposed projects like Donlin if it moves forward. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger.